Let's catch up with our old friend Scott Evans from Hunters for Life. How you been, bud?
Oh, living the dream, Adam. How you been?
Not too bad. Been following you a little bit, done, you know, some of your posts on YouTube and Creeper Book and all that stuff. And the ice fishing fanatic in you has blossomed, my friend. It's been awesome to watch that happen. And I know that you're kind of obsessed with it right now, would you say?
Well, I tried to do the whole deer hunter thing up here, Adam, this year, and I think I might go down in history as a buck with Cooper. But thank God that deer season is behind us, and we're into ice fishing, where we can really hone our craft.
Well, let's remind folks what Hunters for Life is and how you got involved and took the bull by the horn, so to speak, to promote it.
Yeah, Hunters for Life is a 501c3 nonprofit. It is our mission to make the great outdoors accessible to anyone and everyone, regardless of age, limitation, or disability. When I started out, I was blessed with a genetic eye disease that took my eyesight at 14 years old and kind of just, you know, took her downhill. And my dad didn't want me to lose my passion for the outdoors, so he came up with a nonprofit idea. And as you said, I kind of took the bull by the horns when I realized he wasn't the best on social media. And kind of fell in love with, you know, taking people out hunting and fishing every day, and decided to try and make a living out of it, and here we are.
And you have an event coming up on March 7th. We're going to get into the details of that a little later on this hour. It's a, kind of an ice derby fundraiser in the Gwinn area. But as promised, first I want to get into your fishing reports, man. You are just out there giving it. You're in the trenches. And I want to talk to you first and foremost about catching pike in the Gwinn area. I know you spent time on several lakes that have that hammer handle regulation, so explain that and what you think is going on.
Well, the first lake I found when I came up here in 2012 was East Bass, and my buddy and I were chasing boat launch signs thinking we were going to Little Lake and ended up on the wrong lake, and went out there and did pretty well, Adam, and it was all kind of uphill for about 3 years after that, and we've been able to watch the fishery kind of go downhill, and I don't think it's due necessarily to overfishing, because there's always 100,000 people out there, it seems like. But the regulations out there for Northerns, and Jamie from Gwinn Pond Tackle touched on this real well, is you're allowed 5 per person, and only 1, which can be over 24 inches. And I spend way too much time on the Creeper Book, and I know that there's some people out there that cannot read a tape measure. So when you post that picture of all those nice 30-plus inch Northerns, just make sure you don't have a backdrop in there, and you should be okay.
So you're thinking that the regulations are starting to work?
I'm thinking so. Jamie's over there catching limits of big bluegills, and you're sorting through what used to be 1 to 3 inch crappies. Now they're about 4 to 6 inch crappies with your occasional 10 to dinner plate crappie. As far as the Northerns go, we got lucky. First tip up of the year, we set down 37 incher breaking 15 pounds.
Wow.
Probably pulled another 25, 30 in just a trip or two after that, and I don't think we've broken 20 inches. So it is slowing down. You know, you're not chasing your 100 flags anymore, it doesn't seem like. And you are seeing some bigger bluegills, and we have confirmed our second report of a walleye coming out of that lake.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good sign.
Scott Evans from Hunters for Life. And Scott, I'd like to continue with you later this hour, get into some more fishing reports, including some trout. And I want to talk about this March 7th Ice Derby fundraiser in the Gwinn area, too. So can we get a little more time from you?
Absolutely, Adam.
We'll jump back on with Scott later this hour. Stay tuned to The Outdoor Show.